What I'm annoyed with Rob about, where I'm on Team Loogie, we were on the same side in this regard, is the slander of Francisco Lindor.
Yeah, it's been consistent, though.
Like, guys, he gets off to bad starts, okay? You repeating and relitigating his legacy here after every bad start and then repeating a false statement such as, quote, he never gets a big hit, doesn't make it true. And you knew, if you just had a little patience and a little sanity, that Lindor was going to get hot. Now, if your argument is, hey, guys, boy, these bad Aprils really kill him, it kills the team, that's a problem, fine. Mm-hmm. You have every right to say that. But to continue to peddle BS like Lindor sucks, Lindor's washed up, Lindor can't handle New York, Lindor isn't clutch, like, when will you learn? He's been here for 4 years. If he hasn't fit the expectations you had for him, that's on you. But stop acting like he stinks. He doesn't stink. He didn't stink. And you should have known better than to call up and attack Loogie in June and say, let's relitigate his whole career. He stinks. So I give Loogie credit, but I don't give him as much credit as I blame Rob and others for not learning from their mistakes when it comes to Francisco Lindor.
Well said.
30 for 30 guy last year, best hitter on the team. People often point to the contract, which he's worth every single penny. And this is my take on it. I think there are people around here or wherever in this town that don't like the fact that he colors his hair, pierces his ears. The glove is a bunch of different colors, has a lot of flair. He's not a ball player. He smiles. So did Buddy the Elf. Smiling was his favorite. And they don't like that about him. Just like they don't like stuff about Pete Alonso. He's a doofus, Donnie Diesel. So it's a personal thing. They don't like that about him. So then they point to other stuff, the money, the this, the that. And that's why they hate on him. That's just my opinion.
You know what
it.
I think it is? And I want to give a friendly warning.
I think it's mostly the money.
Yeah, I completely agree with you.
It's,
I think
mostly
it's all
the money. I mean, I remember having this conversation with BT 2 years ago, and it was, trust me, Met fans, you're going to hate this contract. That's what you just, and people started believing it's all the money. But, and I've said this since the minute Steve Cohen made this deal, he had to do it. The Mets were a joke. They were a laughing stock. They were, I'm not going to the Mets. They're cheap as hell, and they suck. Why in the hell would I go play for the New York Mets? And so you trade for Francisco Lindor, and you overpay him.
Right.
Why? Well, maybe he deserves some of it, but mostly to change the precedent, the perception
100%.
Of what Steve Cohen and this Mets team was going to be like. So stop talking about it. It's his money. He spent that money, Steve Cohen, to change the face of the team.
I changed
the perception of the team. And trust me, from Steve Cohen's standpoint, it was well worth it.
100%.
Because now, from that point on, the only thing we heard, and we hear it every damn day, people talk about the Mets bringing in new talent. Oh, you got Daddy Stevie Cohen. You got Warbuck Stevie Cohen. They're going to spend money. The only reason you know that's true is because of Francisco Lindor,
right,
by the way. So stop knocking the money that he got.
It also, we've gotten to the point where it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter
if he makes $35 million or $25 million. And I'm going to say this in a friendly way. I swear to God, I swear to everybody, this is not to troll, I guess is the term you like to use. Mikal Bridges was traded for 5 first-round picks. I get it. It's a lot of picks.
You're just spiteful. You're not trolling.
No, I'm not even being spiteful. I'm being honest.
You're being IBO right now?
Yeah, I'm going to defend Mikal Bridges before you guys rip him. That's what I'm about to do. No matter what he doesn't do for you, you got to take the draft picks out of your mind. It has to go away. You have to look at him as a piece on this basketball team and not as a piece that you traded 5 draft picks for, because it doesn't matter anymore.
Mm-hmm. It's
unfair to him to hold him to a standard of, but we gave up 5 firsts for you. It doesn't matter. He's on the team.
It's a sunk cost.
It's a sunk cost, just like the money is on a contract. And I always say that about guys when they're paid. Same thing with Juan Soto. Whether he re-signs with the Yankees, whether he goes to the Mets, wherever the hell he goes, you got to take out of your mind how much money he makes. Now, I know a lot of people listening are nodding their head, and then they're going to ignore me because you can't get it out of your mind. And I know it's tough. Like, I get it. It's been tough for me at times.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to a guy who's traded for 5 first-round picks, I'm telling you right now, on opening night, forget about it. Even if I remind you about it, if things go badly, just laugh at me and say, shut up, loser, and keep dreaming about Cooper Flagg, who will never play for your basketball team because you won't win the lottery. I'm a loser.
By the way, should Cooper Flagg even play at Duke?
No, he should just come right to the Nets.
Dude, he's already proven that he can play on an NBA level and the select team in the U.S. Olympic basketball team.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. What the hell's the point of even doing it?
Right.
We'll get back to your calls next, 888-808-1019, and why the New York Yankees in 2024 are far different than the New York Yankees from 2022, despite what you may be thinking right now.